This Lama Samar Fimadaf Ein Gimel Omidal Fimadaf Ein Gimel Omidal Parashas Pinchas. If we got say from Bibar Parak of Zion, Pasuk of Aleph, the Torah points out that the role of the Kohen Gadol was that he was the one that Urim Vitumim in the context of Yeshua being appointed as leader of Klal Yisrael. Again, when Yeshua was being appointed leader of Klal Yisrael, over there the Torah introduces that the Kohen Gadol is the one that wore the Urim Vitumim. That is the role of the Kohen Gadol. And the shaila is, why is this role of the Kohen Gadol only brought when Yeshua is mentioned as the next leader of Klal Yisrael? What's the connection between the appointment of Yeshua and the role of the Kohen Gadol that he wore the Urim V'Tumim? So the Brisker Rav explains that there's a slight chilek between the way Moshe Rabbeinu was able to communicate with Hashem and Yeshua and other leaders of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability, when he had a shaila, to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask it. We find by Karim Pesach, we got Perek Tes, Pasuk Ches, is clear that Moshe Rabbeinu told him that he's going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu what the Pesach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be. Again, when it comes to the B'nai Selofchad, again, if you look at Amibar, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk K, that he had that ability, Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever he wanted. However, other Nevi'im didn't have that Kayach. When they had a question, they would prepare themselves and they would wait for the answer for Hashem to come. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu appointed Yeshua the leader, Yeshua, if he wanted a shaila, he can't ask directly. The only way he would be able to get the answers from Hashem is to stand before the Kohen Gadol, for laws of the Kohen, and to ask Urim V'Tumim. Memela, this why, specifically on the point of Yeshua, this why the Torah mentions this element of the Kohen Gadol and the Urim V'Tumim. Because before that, before Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, even without the Kohen Gadol, without the Urim V'Tumim. Let's very quickly, again, why specifically by Yeshua does the Torah introduce the Indian of Kohen Gadol and the Urim V'Tumim? Brisker Rav explains, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need the Urim V'Tumim, he could ask directly. Of the Nevi'im, the only way to communicate with Hashem was only through the mechanism of the Ritumim, and that's why at this point the Torah introduced this element. Everyone have an amazing, amazing day.